Blog Talk Radio.
I go hard, erect, surrounded in brigettes. My life need a set, I direct there in the soundtrack. Sipping on some mile back, where you get that style from? Let me get my style back. Never been camera shot, mug shots, no fading high. Tater on the barrel, turn your ass to potato pie. Favorite letter in the alphabet, a G. My favorite rapper that I wanna see is me. You can't compete, I'm out your league. Check your receipt, the dick ain't free, yeah. Okay, on my forfeit, stuntin' on my ex, give her everything except another chance and respect, y'all.
Tryna duck my ex, got a honey check, tonight I'ma flex, oh. Rollie no protect, give me the protect, I'm a 40 in a tech, oh.
You, I would apologize to your none-looking better half right now.
I apologize, babe. I do apologize for...
Yeah. I know we just signed the deal, but I need my advance on the next one, too. They know I'm going to be around. Yeah. I need it.
Metro Boomin want some more.
Cause I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team, man. What a time to be alive. You and yours versus me and mine. Are we talking teams? Are we talking teams? Are you switching sides? Wanna come with me? Look at the smile on me. Look at the aisle on me. I do not chase girls, but they run a mile for me. Say she gon' ride for me, I buy the tires for you. This game is different, you only get one shot when niggas gon' file on you. Man, fuck them all. Man, we want it all. Don't get too involved. We gon' knock it off. And to top it off, I'm with all the dogs. It's a new season, and we still breathing. And I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings.
coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team.
Man, what a time to be alive. I'm drinking lean. They thought I'd die. I run with kidnappers. I'm talking about kidnappers. I'm talking about murdering niggas. I'm talking about carjackers. You just a battle rapper. I'm an official trapper. Niggas be driving subliminal niggas. They did some jibber jabber. We take a melee yeller, then we fill it with red forever ever. These niggas so jealous. Man, these niggas get scared, they tell. I fuck a check up on everything. I bought some ice when the feds came. I bought that big new Celine, I got rings, I got reds like Serena. All of my rings, Aquafina, my bitch Aquafina. Pluto and Jupiter, I go to Venus. I'm fresh out this store, but I'm not out the cleaner. Who keep a skull cut, these niggas, they
lose. Cause I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team, man. What a time.
Crops of CeeLo, I need cash, don't sell me shit. Baby got his hood, I'm smashing, you can tell they really Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. Feeling young, but they treat me like the OG. And they want the tea on me, I swear these bitches nosy. Said he put some money on my head, I guess we gon' see. I won't put no money on his head, my niggas owe me. I gotta be single for a while, he can't control me. Uno, dos, tres, in a race, they can't hold me. And I show my face in a case, so you know it's me. Imitation isn't flattery, it's just annoying me. And I'm too about it. And the dirt that they threw on my name turned to soil and I grew up out it. Time for y'all to figure out what y'all gon' do about it. These wheels keep rolling, rolling. I'm outside, 29, G5, Seaside. I've been losing friends and finding peace. But honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me. If I ever heard one and I'm still here. Outside, front line, south side. I've been losing friends and finding peace. Honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me. Look, don't invite me over if we throw another pretty party. Looking back, it's hard to tell you where I started. I don't know who loved me, but I know that it ain't everybody. I can never love her, she a busybody. Baby, if you want me, can't be turning up with everybody. Nah, can't be fucking on this anybody. Yeah, I got feelings for you, that's the thing about it. Yeah, you know that it's something when I sing about it. Yeah, mama used to be on disability, but gave me this ability. And now she walking with her head high and her back straight. I don't think you feeling me, I'm out here being everything they said I wouldn't be or couldn't be. I don't know what happened to them guys that said they would be. I just see you at the top and they misunderstood me. I hold no resentment in my heart, that's that maturity. And we don't keep it on us anymore, it's with security. I'm outside, 29, G5, Seaside. I've been losing friends and finding peace. But honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me. If I ever heard one and I'm still here. Outside, front line, south side. I've been losing friends and finding peace. Honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me.
Holy moly, diamonds on my rollers. Holy
Folks, folks, got your bitch, folks. Hoax, hoax, folks, eating red meat with folks. Folks, hoax, folks, got your bitch, folks. I'ma break it down and gon' collect. And if I go down, I'ma call collect. Take her to the mesh and take her to the bowls. I be poppin' pills, they be slippin' snorts. Bumpin' on that Molly, smokin' that Jamaica. Willie's on the Harley, South Queens, Jamaica. 500 rounds, 500 down
cars. Alright, alright. Peace to the gods, what's going on? Let me start this live streams. All right, I got YouTube jumping off. Let me get the gram ready. All right. I'm now connected on the gram. Niggas is going in already. Already. The brother asked the question. What's Title 42, Section 1983 and 1985 suit versus Title 18, Section 241 and 242 suit? So my man Solar, which is a brother who's been studying for many years, he's been with me since the beginning, he really did answer your question perfectly. He said the title alone would give you the differences, brother. He's absolutely right. Then he went on to say Title 42 is for civil violations, which is true, and Title 18 deals with federal crimes. See, one of the, I was going to go back and I still am going to do, you know, the 1983-1985 suits, right? But first I wanted to do, you know, 241-242. Why? Because it is a crime for them to violate us when it is federally or constitutional protected rights. I don't just want their money. I want their money and for them to actually get killed for treason. That's what I want. I don't know about y'all. That's what I want, right? And then civil cases, that's when the job and all that is fucking with you. You do, you know, what we call a 1983 suit. Y'all niggas been using that for years. Niggas been doing good with 1983-1985 suits. They've been winning, right? I know plenty of people have won. Alright? But just like Solar said, let's look up. I want y'all to Google Title 42 of the US Code. And see what it tells you. It says, what is Title 42? Title 42 of the United States Code is the code that addresses public health, social welfare, and civil rights. Title 42 was a previously rarely used clause of the 1944 Public Health Service Law until the Trump administration began using it in 2020 to prevent migrants from entering the United States. Now, so it's telling you that the whole title of 42 is for nothing but public health, social welfare, and civil rights. So to me, Title 42 or what y'all call 1983-1985 suits is really for some straw man shit. Civil rights is dealing with the straw man. Social welfare, you know, social security, all that, is dealing with the straw man. All right? But who cares? Me, I don't care because, nigga, if you're going to give me a few million in the name of my straw man or a few million in the name of my Express Trust or my Moorish name, Jonah Bay, I don't care where that money's going to get paid to. Right? Because it's all, I'm going to put it all into the trust, and I'm going to have to trust by gold and silver, which is lawful money. Now I want you to Google Title 18 of the U.S. Code and see what that's about. And then it says, Title 18 of the United States Code is the main criminal code of the federal government of the United States. The title deals with federal crimes and criminal procedure. See, as I told you earlier, that's what I'm after. I want them to know it's a fucking crime. I do nothing but Title 42. I'm just going after money. That's it. I ain't built that way. I don't know about you. I'm not built that way. I want them to get in trouble and give me money. How do y'all feel about that? So with that being said, let me open up the call and see what people got to say about that. You know what I mean? All the people on YouTube, if y'all liking what I'm saying, give me a thumbs up. If you're not, give me a thumbs down. So let me get to the call logs. I'm going to, and by the way, anyone who wants to call in, ask your questions and all that on the air, the guest call-in number is 516-418-5649. 516-418-5649. Press 1 to be in queue. If y'all got some personal questions y'all want to ask, just go to jonahbay.com and get a consultation. So my first caller is 682-250. Peace to the God. Peace.
What's up, Jonah?
What's up, my brother? How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
You want to talk about this title stuff? Because I actually got a question for you.
I want to talk about whatever you want to talk about. This Consultation Wednesday where you can ask me about anything.
Oh, cool. All right. So I just filed my case. And question is, they be having all these forms they want you to fill out. And I got a form. It's called the RJI. I'm in New York. It's an RJI form, UCS 840. Basically, the form wants, it says something about, they want you to, like, put the caption on it and the nature of the proceeding. And they're asking you, they want you to sign under penalty of perjury. So I'm
you're
like,
you're always going to have to do this? Everything under penalties of perjury when you're suing, because everyone has to be sworn in to give any testimony.
Yeah, I don't mind doing that in my affidavits, but I don't really feel
all
comfortable signing.
Sign
their
that
form.
You would sign their form and put UCC 1-207, UCC 1-308, reserve your rights for things you don't know about.
Oh, okay, cool. And one more thing regarding that form, it's asking me, because I'm suing child support and, you know, all the people that was down with them as far as that case goes. And I have a case. It's related to the family court.
If you're suing child support, get the Supreme Court case that says that child support enforcement and child support is unconstitutional. You're going to win your case because the Supreme Court already said it's unconstitutional. But go ahead. And it would be a 241-242 suit if you ask me, but go ahead.
Well, I already put everything in and I just did everything constitution, like you taught me pretty much. So
yeah, that's a 241.
That's how I'm going at them.
That's still 241, 242. But I would use the public law. Now, the crazy shit is, if y'all did y'all's homework, when I told y'all look up public law 90-284, man, that's the Civil Rights Act of 1968.
Okay.
I'll talk about that another time, maybe tonight, but my whole point is I tried to tell y'all that most of these codes, rules, regulations are taking a portion of the Constitution and making it a code. But go ahead.
Right. Yeah, I was kind of staying away from all that as far as, you know, because you taught me that just go private, use the Constitution. So that's kind of how I came in on them. I got judicial notice and all that ready to go.
Constitution, and you can also use their public laws because their public laws are considered what they call positive law. But when they start making them codes,
right,
it becomes negative law because it's for
right.
corporations. It's not for people.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I am not going to say public law again. Go back and listen to the show. Also, listen to Monday's show. I ain't talking to you. I'm talking to someone who asked me. I'm not a tape recorder.
Oh, okay.
You can't press rewind and have me say shit again. Go back and listen. You should have been paying attention, but you still need to go back and listen 2-3 times to get the info. But all right, go ahead, brother.
Yeah, this case also involves, it's looped in with my marriage. So, like, I actually went on, Treasury Direct, and I'm pretty much trying to get the security money back from...
Nigga, you ain't getting that back unless you collapse the whole CAFR account.
I can't get it back just on a marriage certificate alone?
No.
Because they made money off of that?
Hell no. That is, you're going to have to collapse the whole account.
Wow. Because I got proof. I mean, I'm putting that in on judicial notice for them to see.
No, you don't have proof. No, you don't. Stop saying that. What proof you got? What proof that you got that they took that name, sold on the stock market, and what accounts did it go to, and where's the money being held now?
Well, I'll tell you what I did. I took the certificate
number. Okay.
My marriage certificate. Uh-huh.
Those are CUSIPs.
Go ahead.
Those are CUSIPs. That's not account numbers.
Right, that's what I mean. When I put that number in.
I understand. I've done that 30 years ago. Bro, I'm asking you, what bank is that money sitting in? What's the account number? Who's over the hedge fund and all of that? You got that information?
Nah. I thought what I had would possibly be enough.
Then you ain't got shit. Hell no. Hell no, you ain't got enough. Don't you think if it was just that, it would have been a million people who would have collapsed their accounts already?
Man. Well, at least I can get my money back. They took from
you're not getting no money back, man. I think a lot
even
of
from
you
the money they took from my check.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. No offense, bro.
So I'm wasting my time. That's the reason.
Y'all are hubris. And thinking y'all could do shit that niggas been devoted their whole life to try to do, couldn't do. And y'all gonna do it and not even know what they've done so far? You know what I mean? Dog, they don't believe it. You have an easier time getting your money back from the IRS. And they don't give money back, right? You would have to sue them with one of these suits and win in your lawsuit, and then they would have to pay you. They still won't try to pay, but the trick at that is, if you won your lawsuit, you put a lien on them and sell the liens. But these niggas don't give up money like that. They don't.
That's the Constitution. Without you took my money without
niggas,
compensation.
Are they ripping niggas off every day for child support? And it's unconstitutional.
Hell yeah.
Do they violate the Constitution? All their codes, rules, and regulations violate the Constitution. Why do you think I'm teaching y'all how to do 241, 242 suits for violations of the Constitution? Other than that, niggas is going to do, you have no rights that you don't know how to defend. Not no. Defend.
Right.
And you don't know how to get them for that money, then they keep on doing what they got to do. And check it out. They violate millions of people each year. You are lucky if you are lucky if one person knows how to sue them. But it doesn't matter. I'll pay this one person a few million. I still got money from millions of people. You understand how the game goes?
Right. Damn. I thought it was simple like that. They hurt you. When I'm reading, because I do study.
Boy.
They violate you. damages. That's how the program's supposed to go.
You're going to have to put your lawsuit together. You're going to have to follow all the rules so that they don't dismiss it, and you can get some money. But don't think it's going to be easy. And don't think you're getting the money from your don't you know your marriage certificate is based off your birth certificate? Everything is based off that birth certificate. So, like, I was trying to
tell you. Contract, right? Like
I was trying to tell you, if you can get the money from the actual marriage certificate, that means you know how to get the money from the birth certificate. So why would you even go for the marriage certificate? You might as well go for the main one.
Yeah.
Why go for $1 million when I can get billions and billions of dollars off the birth certificate? I just wanted to grow one. All right, peace, God.
All right, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
No doubt, no doubt. 303-669. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, big. Peace to the God.
Peace to the God, brother.
Great. Peace to the God. But it's I have a question which I want to start with, but I do want to touch on them Title 18 and 42. With inflation going haywire around this motherfucker, and I'm not in the fortunate blessings of great Jonah Bay, I might have to die back in the public. So my question is this.
I understand.
Because I already – yeah, I remember you taught us that if your back's against the wall, do what you got to, right? So
absolutely.
My question is I got the passport done, but I don't have the name change or any of that.
You got the passport done? You got the passport done with your new name?
No, that's what I'm saying.
I was about to say, how the hell did you put the new name without the new name? I was wondering about that.
No. You know, I'm gonna keep it a beam and all that. But so my question is if going back in the public, is doing the W-9 really even worth it? Because I remember
look at what you're asking. You're asking me, how can I be in the public and be private?
Impossible.
Thank you.
Okay.
Public
figured that much, but I'll run it by. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I just had to let you
right,
know. All right.
Yeah. Sometimes I be guessing my own damn mind, man. I already, you know. But then as far as with the Title 18 and 42, I like your style with that because for one, you get your bread out of it. Pay me for my damages, motherfucker. But I like the criminalization path though, because then it stops them from just impeding on everybody all the damn time when they know that you're going to get reprimanded for this shit. So
yeah,
I like your style where both of them is in play. We're like, yeah, give me my cut, but then also charge this motherfucker so he can leave everybody the hell alone.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, someone had called me consultation. He was like, well, I want to go after their bonds. I said, bro, you're thinking of the Patriot shit. The Patriot shit tells you go find the bond, put a lien on the bond, all that shit. No, bro. Do a 241, 242 suit, and they automatically attach to the bond where the money comes from the bond when you win.
Oh.
You are going after
very
the
enlightened.
You just got to do it in the prescribed way that they have written down, which is 241, 242.
I did my homework and did some on the research, and you ain't lied. They always left us an out. We just didn't know because they pretty much put in there, like, what they're going to be doing against you.
Exactly.
You got to go get it and get your money. You know, like, they already got it, like, the whole hiding on the highway and shit. Like, they got it up there.
They already know the people don't know how to defend themselves. They already know that the people ain't doing shit to them. See, once y'all start doing a suit, it gives a strong message. We better stop fucking with these people. They getting us locked up and getting paid. They getting rich off
you know. double dipping in this thing, man. You ain't lied, man. But looking forward to the webinar, G, for real. But I'm going to go ahead and yield and let somebody else get on through, man.
All right, God. All right, I'm going to your next caller, 774-467. Peace to the God. Peace.
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Jonah? How's everything?
Everything's wonderful, magnificent, and great.
I'm glad to hear that. Same on this end. I'm feeling wonderful, magnificent, great. Got to get my affirmations in. Very important.
For sure.
I'm actually searching through what I wanted to ask you first. I got my consultation questions here. Give me a second. Okay, so I'm crafting a trust indenture. Should I include, or what should I include that the trust abides by? The Uniform Trust Code? What do I say that the trust is administered under?
Bro, I got a whole webinar series on that right there. But you need to pick up. You need to pick up the Trust Webinar Part 1, 9-8 Trust Webinar Part 1. It will tell you everything that got to be in the trust, and it will give you my template on how I started mine. According to, and mine is based on the laws of Georgia for express trust, which I still haven't found any other state that gave you the actual laws on how to do it, except for Georgia. And then I also based it on the Wise Trustee Handbook. So also, if you go back in the archives and listen to those shows, I'm going to show you what the premises was.
You know what? I'm not going to ask you that on air, because I was just curious if I had missed a specific spot. I got the trust bundle, the trust, the whole bundle. I got all four of them.
Yeah,
but,
listen to part one gives you everything.
Okay. All right. Let me ask you another one. I gotta file for small claims. I'm not really sure how to fill out the paper. Do you already have something about that on SoundCloud?
Like the brother was saying earlier, anytime I went into smallest claim, it was just forms I had to fill out. So I never made templates, because I don't feel like I can make templates of people's forms.
Okay. Can I file for a homestead exemption before I get a house?
No. Gotta have the house.
Okay. I thought it could be like a proactive thing, like the right to travel injunction. Okay.
No.
I haven't filed my injunction yet. Were there any updates or new information or new clauses that you put in there? No.
No. The injunction will never change. The injunction is based off your constitutions, and constitutions don't change, bro.
You know why I asked that?
I have no idea.
I'm about to tell you. You had mentioned possibly discharging or putting a clause in the injunction.
A discharge injunction. That is, do you hear the word discharge injunction? Would that be the same as a travel injunction?
No, that was, you had mentioned something about that in the webinar.
That's two different things. Injunction, I could ask them for an injunction for big booties. Ask them to stop letting girls inject all that bullshit in their ass and call it a big booty injunction. Would that be the same as the travel injunction? No. Two different things, not the same.
Okay. Let's see if I got another one. I think I just ran through all of them.
All right.
I'm next person go. All right, guys.
585-328. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, Jonah.
Mm.
I'm happy and grateful that excellent health flows through me and you and your family, and that large sums of wealth come to us ASAP.
Yes.
Jonah, I think I got a really good question tonight. My daughter and I, Dominique and I, are about to go and do our name correction and do the correction for the name change and nationality. Now, on Dominique's birth certificate, I am the informant, correct?
The informant.
So can I go and correct that birth certificate?
You could have corrected it when she was underage. You can't do it now because she's old enough to make her own contract.
Okay. All right. Well, that was my question, Jonah.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
No doubt. You're welcome. All right, I'm going to 470-261. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, Jonah.
What up, God?
Not much, nothing much. Just had a couple quick questions. If I had an LLC's already formed, can I still transfer those to my 9-8, or do I need to form new LLCs?
Transfer to your 9-8. You got to say, 9-8 means nothing. You got to say, yo, express trust, right?
Okay.
Now, you can go down to the Secretary of State and do your incorporation paper over and have your 9-8 express trust as the owner or the person that's in charge of the LLC.
Okay. So you said I got to go down to the Secretary of State and redo the articles?
Yes. People do it every day because people buy what is called shelf courts. So when you have a shelf court, you have the original people who created the corp. And let's say it's been around 10 years, but now you bought it for like 10 years. That's going to be expensive. But anyway, you buy it. For you to be the owner, you have to go down there and change the incorporation paperwork and put yourself down as the controller or owner. And that's how it becomes yours. It's the same process. Ooh, I lost him. Hello? Hello, was that you? Hello? Drop. I'm on the call with the next caller, 774-467. Peace to the God. 774.
John, did you unmute me?
Yeah.
I didn't realize I raised my hand again. You know,
okay.
I was just looking.
I already got you. All right, thank you. Peace.
All right, that's fine.
All right, I'm going to 254-338. Peace to God. Peace.
Peace, Jonah. I have some questions for you, if I may. I've been working on my trust house lawsuit, and I've actually already sent out my third notice, my non-response, and I have not heard anything back from the board members. However, I just received a notice from like a lawyer that's quote unquote claiming that they're representing this mortgage company. But even with that, like they sent me a letter before, already sent them debt collector. No, I'm not paying the mortgage this current moment.
Is there any way for you to catch up with it?
At this current time, no.
Baby girl, save all the money that you can because eventually you're going to get foreclosed on. It's a 99.9% chance. America Net Business, GOP, is mortgage-backed securities. They do anything cheap houses. That's how they make all their money. Now.
Okay, so even if it's already been put in the trust, they still can take it.
Bro, that's what Muhammad was teaching y'all. I never taught y'all could put it in the trust and stop paying. I told you to put it in the trust and then do a suit for non-consideration. That would extinguish the loan. Yes, they're going to come after that house and get it. It's going to take them time. But by the time they can get it, you probably get about 2-3 years. If you save all your fucking money that you were supposed to pay in mortgage, you probably have money to buy a house outright. But I don't know, because houses cost way too much nowadays. But whoever told you to do it that way fucked you over.
Okay.
Now, I'm not going by my opinion. I did it and got foreclosed on years and years ago. About 20 years ago. I'm talking from straight experience. And then I still help people with houses, even though I tell y'all I don't want to. The reason why I don't want to, I fought 1,000 cases and won 3. Now, you don't think I did the same shit I did for the 3? I did. Yo, they cheat. They do everything to get these houses.
No, okay, so at this point, I should just stop even doing the lawsuit.
I didn't. You're going to have to keep the lawsuit up so you can stay in the house longer.
Okay.
Here's my thing. I don't think you're going to win, but you might win. It's a slim chance you can win, but it's winnable. But you are going to have to know what really happened. And in my opinion, you're going to have to move it to Chancery Court. They never gave you consideration. You understand? What that means is you signed a application. The application they made into a promissory note. With that promissory note, they put it in their bank, and then the federal government gave them, let's say the house is worth $300,000. They gave them a $300,000 check. Then they deposited that check and kept it in the bank account. And then they wrote you, they had you write them an IOU to pay the $300,000 back with interest. But you never got consideration for the cash you gave them. A promissory note is considered cash money. And it's
so even if they sold it to another mortgage company?
I don't give a fuck about that. That means nothing to me.
Okay.
See where you went? You went somewhere other. I'm telling you, no one ever gave you a loan.
Granted, I understand that.
But so why would you care if they gave it to someone else?
Because even if they give it to someone else, if they never gave me a loan, then they still coming after me when they never gave me a loan in the first place.
Y'all don't understand jurisdiction and contract. I can only beef with someone I have a contract with. You have no contract with no new company. You don't even know who those people are. You shouldn't be talking to them. I tell y'all all the time, yo, I don't know you. Prove that you're my creditor. And then I can.
And I sent that letter, and they ain't even responded to that.
You're
so
arguing with the wrong people, as I said.
Understand. Okay.
Keep it simple. Keep it simple. I borrow $100 from you, right? You gave me $100 cash in my hand. You're going to go to my brother and ask him for the money?
No.
Why not?
Okay, John, but with that being said, because I didn't go through you. So that's what I'm saying. I sent it to the new people and to the old people. The house.
With a question. Answer my questions first. Stop.
Would I go to your brother to get the payment from you? No, I wouldn't.
Why?
Because your brother's not you. And just because I go to your brother don't mean I'm gonna get it because I didn't make the deal with your brother. I made the deal with you.
You're not going to my brother because you didn't give him no money. Right?
That's right.
So why would you? It's the same for these banks or what they call them, servicing companies. Bro.
Okay.
Your suit is with the original people in Chancery Court for lack of consideration. If you can't do that suit, you're going to lose that.
Okay, and it's the world suit. Okay. All right. And do you go over that in your past classes?
No, I don't. I don't teach about houses.
No.
It's too much trouble.
Oh, you're
and ain't
right.
Ain't money in it for me. Ain't nothing but headaches.
Hmm.
I did it for years. I ain't doing that no more.
Okay. I appreciate that. Can I ask you one more question before I get off?
Yes.
Okay. Doing the LLC, the enterprise LLC for the trust,
mm-hmm.
or any other bank accounts for the in regards to the trust is holding, those are all supposed to be non-interest.
Yes. But you
okay.
will never
all
get
right.
any bank account in the EIN, the 98 EIN. You get it in all those enterprises, EINs, okay?
Okay. I appreciate
right.
it. Thank you, Jonah, for that.
Exactly. All right, I got room for another call. They hung up. All right, I'm going to 424-281. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God. Love,
what
peace,
up,
and blessings to the G. Peace, God. I'm grateful
peace.
And happy that large sum. of health come to me quickly and easily, and
oh,
always
shit.
And forever for yours, family, and everybody on the call.
Oh,
yo,
shit. Hey.
Now, the brother was talking about the price. What he really meant to say was, he was really, really meant to say, like, being private, he was really trying to figure out not to be taxed. That's
I know.
What he really was really
yes.
trying to get at. But he didn't.
You can't be public and not be taxed. That's against the law. If you're using their social, you got to be taxed.
Right. But what did the prophet say? And what did you say? Do business in the new name or use a different number?
So that would be private.
Okay then. So that's what the answer to your question, brother. You're hearing it right now. You know what
yes.
I'm saying? You can't use the social.
How many times did I tell y'all got to use an EIN and to become a private contractor where you work under a W-9?
Right.
You're a private contractor. You are a boss. You're not an employee. If you're asking me how to work as an employee and not get taxed, there is no way.
Okay. All right, so now, Jonah, do you think you need to do a little micro, little, you know, webinar on that?
I already did. It was called Enterprise.
Okay, the Enterprise. Okay. So basically, that's the only thing you need. You just need the EIN number and then do the W-9 as a subcontractor.
Yeah, you're going to have to become a subcontractor.
Mm-hmm. And see, and you have to let the – and see,
now,
the thing – that's another thing.
The job. Thanks. Imagine you trying to go work at McDonald's and ask them to be a subcontractor. It ain't going to happen.
No.
It's going to have to
be
a pretty lofty job for them to agree to that.
Yep, and see, that's another thing. People, when y'all go to these jobs, you have to let these people know because you have to have that W-9. I'm going through the same shit. Just to keep it a fucking, you know, real.
Now, someone
asked
me,
I'm going through the same shit.
Can you do that with a W-8 bin? Yes, but with a W-8 bin, you're going to have to prove that you're foreign. W-8 bins is for foreign people to use it, which is private, but how are you going to prove you foreign?
Right, and you ain't using your spiritual name.
You know what I mean? Even with your spiritual name, right? How do you show them credentials that you're even able to work?
Right. because they want a non-resident alien form. They want something crazy
that,
they ask
you,
for.
All of that. You feel
right.
me? This
right,
is why
facts. They want some crazy shit.
If you're doing commerce, you're doing business, no one's asking a businessman for any of that.
Right. That's heavy right there.
If you are an employee, you are a citizen or a slave. If you are a business owner, you are private. You popping.
There it is. That's the difference. That's what I'm dealing with right now. They see. I told
someone
them. I said, look,
yo,
this is not a regular.
Someone said they should
right.
be able to use the national passport with the WAP. That shit won't work. Y'all are dealing with regular fucking people. Regular people,
right.
when they see that passport, they see it as a regular U.S. passport. To them, that's proof that you are a U.S. citizen.
Yep.
Damn.
That shit got to be. Right. That shit got to be foreign, yo. See, that's the thing about all this shit. That's why you know, just like when you travel, Jonah, it's the same fucking way. You got that IDP, that shit is foreign. You and your spiritual name, that shit is foreign.
Yep.
It's not tied to the jurisdiction of none of the United States, none of that shit. See, that's why y'all going to see it's so important.
I'm pouring them a private license with a foreign country on it. Everything is foreign. Y'all aren't listening to the lessons to get what I'm saying. Listen, hear me now. Public private.
Don't mix.
That shit will quick way get you knocked up.
Fucked up. That's right. You quasi'd in a motherfucker. All right,
that's
you got one foot.
For today. Thanks for calling in. We got 50 seconds. Thanks for tuning in. I hope y'all learned a lot. Got a lot of questions answered. I'll talk to y'all again Monday. Peace to the gods.